Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa is slightly cooler, but pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Netanyahu condemned settlers for escalating criminal violence in the West Bank, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. Also, the IDF says a strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander, according to the Times of Israel, in earlier reporting. Also this hour, 5 people have died in traffic accidents across the country in the last 24 hours, Walla reports. Separately, Gal Gadot says she learned to love running for her role in a new thriller, JNS stated earlier today. And finally, ELLL's wartime resilience is highlighted in a new feature by JTA from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced in a post from earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News, an Israeli news outlet, confirmed the expulsion of Dutch diplomats after the Netherlands passed a law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, discussed on X that Itamar Ben-Gvir, a controversial Israeli minister, claims to be making history by banning UNRWA from Israel. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the West Bank violence, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has denounced the acts of violence by Israeli settlers. His remarks come amid rising tensions and international scrutiny. This statement reflects a call for restraint and a focus on maintaining regional stability. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the IDF targeted a Hamas commander accused of orchestrating attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. This strike follows increasing hostilities in the region. The incident underscores ongoing military operations and their impact on civilian areas. Meanwhile, Walla reports a tragic day on Israel's roads with 5 fatalities in the last 24 hours. This includes a woman in her 50s killed this morning. These accidents highlight the need for heightened road safety measures. In the entertainment sector, JNS reveals that Gal Gadot's latest film faced delays due to anti-Israel protests in London. Her comments on running reflect her dedication to her craft amidst challenging production conditions. The situation highlights the ongoing intersection of politics and entertainment. Finally, from JTA, ELL's resilience during wartime operations showcases the airline's commitment to service despite threats. This story emphasizes the airline's strategic importance and dedication to passenger safety. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel's fighter jet is gaining international interest with new deals in Muslim countries. This development signals expanding defense collaborations abroad. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a 360% surge in iPhone sales as Israelis anticipate the iPhone 18 launch. The rush underscores growing consumer enthusiasm for tech upgrades. And finally, Globes highlights that Israeli AI security company Alice has raised $140 million. Their innovative dataset, Rabbit Hole, positions them as a leader in security technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.